Drive with Mike Wills, in for John Matham.
On Cape Talk.
Jennifer Niekerk joins me now, program curator of something called the Decon Festival. Design Thinking Matters Now. It starts a week today, 12th to the 14th of October. Jenny, a very good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
Hello, Mike. I'm doing great. Thank you.
All right.
And hello to all your listeners.
What is the D full stop Con Festival? What is it? What's it about?
Right. The D full stop refers to design thinking, and Con Festival denotes a hybrid of conference and festival. So this is being hosted next week, as you said, the 12th to the 14th. In Cape Town and online. It's a hybrid festival, and it's hosted by the Hasselplattner School of Design Thinking at UCT.
So who can come? What is it, you know, what does it involve, and where's it going to be happening?
Right. It's happening at the wonderful new Hasselplattner Design D-School building on Middle Campus UCT in Rondebosch, but it's also available to access online, and it's going to be an amazing interactive experience for online and in-person delegates, not just your traditional conference of people speaking, but a lot of opportunity to bring all the collective wisdom and insights and build connections and relationships and new action among all the delegates in the room.
Who should be there? Who'll benefit from being there?
Change makers, innovators, people from business, public sector, education, anyone who cares about finding new creative mindsets to tackle some of the challenges that we are facing in our world today. So design thinking is something that has really got lots of roots and trajectories, but it was really popularized with the establishment of a school of design thinking in Stanford in the early 2000s, then one in Potsdam in Germany 15 years ago, and about 6 years ago in Cape Town, we founded a D school that used to be at the Graduate School of Business and is now in the middle campus.
Okay, explain to me, there's a key difference here between design thinking and design. People probably think this is about designers, this is about art, this is about industrial product design.
Right.
This is about design thinking. What is that?
Right, that's exactly right. We're not just talking about design of products or services or experiences. There's a whole world of design out there. This is a design thinking uses the methodology and mindset and skills of design as a creative problem-solving approach. So essentially, it's non-linear, it's multidisciplinary, it's a collaborative process that brings together, especially putting at the center the users, the human beings, and the context in which challenges are happening, and make sure that we innovate and create solutions around understanding those users' needs and what they have accessible to them. So looking at, so it's really human-centered, it's a process of empathizing, really understanding your user, then defining and understanding what the challenge is that they're trying to solve, then coming up with ideas, and really generating a lot of ideas, using different methodologies and coming up with solutions. And it's iterative. So we test and we retest and we go back to the table and we work with the users in the process, in the design thinking.
Okay. How can people book? Where can they find out about this? What are the contact details?
Great. dschoolafrica.org. And that is Africa with a K.
So the website is dschoolafrica.org.
That's right. So on-site registrations are now closed. We've reached capacity, but there's still plenty of space to register as a virtual delegate from anywhere in the world and follow and participate in the proceedings online.
Thanks very much, Jennifer Niekerk, who is the curator of the Decon Festival, which starts today week, 12th, and it runs through to the 14th of October.